Only one mic today? Sorry, so you can't use it? It's working? You see the things going up and down? You see the things going up and down? Okay. Okay, so we're in the middle. We're just in the middle of the story between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. Story, we got into this discussion about Tfilas Arvis, Pshus, Tfilas Arvis, Chova. That was the machlokes between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Gamliel made Rabbi Yeshua stand up. It wasn't nice at all. And the Chachamim wanted to remove Rabbi Gamliel, so they removed him, and there was a discussion who to put instead. Should we put Rabbi Yeshua? No, we can't do that because he's the Baal Maisa. Should we put Rabbi Akiva? No, because no Suosavos. So we put Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So they ask Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he goes to ask his wife, as we spoke about yesterday. His wife says, maybe they'll fire you. He says, fine, they'll fire me. I'd rather be a glass coast for one day. So, and overnight, even though he was worried that he didn't have a white beard overnight, the pashas of the Gemara is that he grew a white beard overnight, and that's what we say in the Haggadah. Hariani kiven shivim shana. I am like 70 years old. He wasn't really 70 years. Also related to the Mishnah at the end of the first parak, where we have, he was like 70 years old, Atra Drasha Ben Zoma. That's the, that was the related. Okay, so we're about the sixth or seventh line on Chav Chesem and Aleph. The last word on the line is Tana. Tana. Also Hayom Salku L'Shomer HaPesach. On that day that they removed Rabbi Gamliel and were going to put Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah as the head of the yeshiva, they removed the guard of the at the door. V'nasta lehem reshus l'talmidim likanes. And they then allowed any Talmud who wants to go into the Beis Medrash to go in. Shehayi Rabbi Gamliel machmas v'yobe, because Rabbi Gamliel used to say when he was Rosh Yeshiva, kol talmid sheitocho kabaro lo yikanes l'Beis Medrash. He used to say, no, if you're not, if you don't have integrity, if your inside is not like your outside, if you're not exactly the perfect student, you can't come into the Beis Medrash. He had a very high standard to who he taught. Hahu Yoma Itosfu Kama Safsale. On that day that they opened the door, that they took away the guard, the bouncer of the Beis Medrash, they a lot of benches were added on in the Beis Medrash. Amar Yochanan Pligiba Abba Yosi Ben Dustai Rabbanan Chad Amar Itosfu Arba Meya Safsali V'Chad Arba Shva Meya Safsali. One says there were 400 benches added. One says there were 700 benches. Imagine how many people were on a bench. Imagine the thousands of Talmidim. Okay, let's say even three people on a bench. So there are a lot of Talmidim added. Having a chosur died to Rabbi Gamliel. Gamliel had was Messiah. Look how many Talmidim I've prevented going into the Beis Medrash. Look what I've done. He was upset. Amar Dilma Chas V'Shalom Manati Torah Yisrael. Maybe I prevented, I withheld Torah from being learned in Israel. Because look at all these people that I, because of my high standard. Achzulei B'chalme was shown to him in a dream. Chatzvi Chivri Demalian Kitma. White jugs that were filled with ashes. The Malian Kitma. Rashi explains to try to tell him that, oh, these Talmidim, they're just a bunch of ashes in nice white jugs. In other words, so what? They're in the Beis Medrash, but don't feel bad. They're not really anything. They're not chashuv types of Talmidim. And the Gemara explains, Velohi, really, it wasn't true. Really, the Talmidim were great. Ha'ilus yuvei daita hu da'achzule. The dream was just to, like, appease him a little bit, to make him feel a little better. But it really wasn't true. Just one question I saw last night. There's a sefer, Bi'urei Chasidus L'shas. There's one Bi'urei Chasidus, like little varts on from different rebbes. On Shas, there's one on Shas, there's one on Tanakh. So on this, they quote from Meir Primishlan. So he says, Vakashi, he says, what kind of bouncer was at the side of the Beis Medrash? The Shomer HaPesach, first of all, how the Shomer HaPesach know if the Talmud was Tocho Kabaro? The Shomer HaPesach could tell, like, you could tell how, you show me your ID, your age. Okay, then the bouncer could work. But if you're not Tocho Kabaro, so the Shomer HaPesach could tell what's inside and what's outside of the person, number one. And number two, thousands of benches. How many Talmidim were outside? Ready to, the best Talmidim were probably in. So what happens? What, there were so many outside? No, the good guys were already in. So the Beinonim were, so what's going on? That there were so many people that were rushing out. And third question, he says, what, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him a lie in a dream? Just to make him feel better? Showed him Divrei Chazav? That's the Pashas of the Gemara. So what's going on? See, he thinks, he says, V'yesh Lomar, he says, Be'emes the Shomer HaPesach, they didn't know anything. They just stood there, but they announced to the people. He says, if you're going in there, you have to be Tocho Kabaro. You have to be truthful, you have to be honest. So the people that decided themselves. So he says, the Beinonim, the people that were, they went in. You know, because they were, oh, yeah, I'm okay. I'm pretty good. I've been doing Daf Yomi for a couple of weeks. I'm pretty good. And then the real, the Chashuvim, the ones that were the Talmidei Chachamim for 35, 50 years, they were like, me? Maybe not. I don't know. So the good ones didn't come in. They were outside. So he says, that's why, he says later, when they opened up the Beis Medrash, why so many people came in that day, because all the great, the Elyonim, the ones that should have been in there, they knocked down the door and they wanted to get in. He says, so what about, and that's why the Shomer Pesach didn't have to know. What about the dream? The dream was, no, he showed him these empty barrels. So the question is, how do you interpret it? The Gemara later on in Brach, the last parrot. It goes by the interpretation. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was showing him the empty barrels. That was because the Talmidei were already there. They were like, you think you did bad, but look who you've had in the Beis Medrash. But he interpreted it as the ones that were coming in. He says, but really, so it wasn't a Dvar Shek or Dafka that was shown. But that's the Rebbe of Meir Mipirmish Lime. Okay, I never quoted him, so, Yotzai. Okay. So it's going to, okay, Vayter. Tana. That's a very nice sefer. We'll quote him one more time later today, as Hashem. Tana, idios, about the fourth to last skinny line. Tana, idios, bo bayom nishneis. Idios, the whole entire Masechet Idios was learned on that day. Whenever it says Bo Bayom in Shas, it means on that day that Rabbi Gamliel was removed, Rabbi Ben Azariah was put at the head of the Rosh Hashiva, and tremendous thousands more Talmidim came in, so there was tremendous amount of learning that day. And Masechet Idios, where different Tanam testified to different halachos that we spoke about yesterday, so that day was the day that the entire Masechet Idios was learned. Whenever it says Bo Bayom in Mishnayos or in Gemara, Hahu Yom Ahave, it's referring to that day. There was no halacha that was mesupik on that day. They had clarity in every area of halacha because there was so much Talmud Torah going on. The Af. This is now a continuation of the story. Even Rabbi Gamliel, who you would have thought would have become depressed, would have been upset, oh, forget it, I'm throwing it all away, he himself didn't stay away from the Beis Medrash. It just shows how dejected he must have felt. He was just fired by the Chachamim. He has a lot to work on. He at least could take a day off. Take one day. Go get a drink, something for a day. No, he's in the Beis Medrash that day. The following conversation took place on that day. Yehuda, an Ammoni ger from the nation of Ammon, came in front of them to the Beis Medrash. Can I become a convert? No way. It says in the Torah, Ammoni v'lo Ammonis, Moavim l'Moavis. So the female's fine, Rus is allowed. But the male, Ammoni and Moavites, they can't marry in. So Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, Mutter at the Lava Bakal. Yeshua says, no, Mutter. So Amalei Rabbi Gamliel, Kfarneb, you don't know what's a Pasuk in Chubish. Lo Yav Ammoni and Moavi Bakal Hashem. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua still were fighting a Torah. After the whole incident, they were still Osik Batorah against each other. So he says, what do you do with the Pasuk in Kiseitse? Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, Vchi Ammon and Moav, Bakoman and Yoshvin. Do you think the nations are still identifiable? Are they Bim Koman? For Allah Sancherib Melech Ashur Bilbos Kolo Umo, Sancherib the king of Ashur already mixed up all the nations, and therefore we don't know for sure who's an Ammon and who's a Moab and who's a this and who's a that. Shedemar, as it says, referring to Sancherib, V'asir Gvulos Amim, I will remove the borders, the Gvulos of the nations, V'astudos Am Shoseisi, and I'm going to take away all their treasures, I'm going to destroy all their treasures. So you see Sancherib mixed up the nations. V'orid Kabir Yoshvim, and I'm going to go into their lands. V'chol Deparish Miruba Parish. And now the entire world is all mixed up. Most of the people in the world are not from Ammon, and therefore we could assume that if somebody comes, even if he says he's from Ammon, we could assume, he's guessing from the Rove. He's from the Rove. The majority is not Ammon, and therefore he's mutter to marry in. So that's why Bizman Hazeh, you know, if somebody wants to convert and they're serious and they're, you know, you don't have the checklist of all the things they have to Dayan has to figure out, not one of them is not, are you from Ammon or Moav? Right, because those nations do not exist anymore. So Amar Rabbi Gamliel, didn't think so. No, Rabbi Gamliel said, what do you mean? They got mixed up and now they're back. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, no, they're not back yet. One more line. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, they didn't come back yet. They're still mixed up. Therefore, miyad hitiru lavo bakal. Therefore, they said, they passed him like Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Gamliel loses again, and they allowed him to convert. There was a country. Well, there's a question. If it was at this time, it sounds like Sancherib was ready to mevalbel them. But if they existed, so then what's Rabbi Yeshua talking about? Sancherib was much earlier in history.
It was mixed up in
That's these psukim. That's Rabbi Gamliel thought that maybe they try to reform. Rabbi Yeshua says no. They still have the status of mixed up. There is an important Rambam related to the issue of Bilbos on Cherev Esa'umos. In Hilchos Malachim, the Rambam writes, Mitzvahs Aseh L'Hachrim Shiv Amamin. It's Mitzvahs Aseh to destroy the seven nations that lived in Eretz Yisrael before we went Eretz Canaan. Shenemar Hachrim Tachrimim. V'chol Shebal Liado Echad Ehem Below Hargo Hariza Over Below Saseh. If you happen to meet a Girgashi on the streets, or a Kanani, and you don't kill him, so then you violate a losase. You violate a, right? Because it says losachai kol neshama. Okay? The Rambam ends off, doesn't apply bizman hazeh. V'kvar avdu v'avad zichram. They don't exist anymore, so therefore this mitzvah losase does not exist. That mitzvah, because, why? Because it's a chayrev, this gemara. The next halach of the Rambam. V'chei mitzvah zase la'abid zera amalek. Sh'nemar timcha zecher amalek. Etc. Period. There's no ending line in this Rambam. V'kfar avad zichram. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik was bedayik. Why in the first Rambam does it say kfar avad zichram by the Shiva Amamin, and it doesn't say that by Amalek? That was where the Rav quoted his father, Moshe Soloveitchik. Why is that? So he quoted B'shem his grandfather, Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim thought that Amalek is different than all the other nations. All the other nations are purely biological. Ammon, Moab, Kanani, Girgashi, if they don't exist, Amcharev mixed them up, they mixed them up. But Amalek, there are two types of Amalek in Halacha. Amalek is the biological Amalek, originally from the nation, but also Reb Chaim thought that any nation that wants to destroy Klal Yisrael as part of their agenda, it's in their constitution to get rid of Klal Yisrael. It's in the PLO constitution, it's in the Amalek constitution, it's in the German constitution, they have the din of Amalek. There's a halachic Amalek. And that's why the Rambam doesn't say kfar avad zichram, because that does not exist, because even that doesn't go away, because the halachic status of Amalek, it could even be bizman hazeh, because it's not just based on biological, which Sancheriv mixed up, but it's also any nation who has their charter, not just a couple of anti-Semites in the country, but if the entire country's mahus is to destroy the nation of Israel, the Bnei Yisrael, so then they have the status of Amalek, and that's why you don't say kfar avad zichram, it can still exist bizman hazeh. Okay, that's just based on the issue of Sancheriv. Okay, about the 10th wide line. Amar Rabbi Gamliel. So, Vaiter in the story. Ho v'hachi havi, eyes of Eifeis of Rabbi Yeshua. Look what happened. You know what? Maybe I should go ask forgiveness, you know, after all that I did to him. So, he decides to go ask. Kimata lebeise, chazinhu la'ashisa debeise de b'shachar. And he sees that the walls of Rabbi Yeshua's house are black. Amar lemi, kos lebeischa atanika shebchamiata. Right, from the walls of your house, I can tell that you're a question, what is a pachami? Somebody who deals with coals, charcoal, some like pachamin or coals. So he said, I see that's your parnasa. So Amar Leis, unclear exactly what the conversation is meant. Was this an insult? Was this just a statement? So Amar Leis, oilo, Rabbi Yeshua took it as a statement that you don't realize what anius I have been living in. So he says, Amar Leis, oilo l'darsha taparnaso. Woe is to the generation that you have been the leader. Sh'iyata yodea b'tzaron shal talmidei chachamim. You don't realize the tzar, the dochek, that talmidei chachamim have been living it. B'mahim is parnasin, u'b'mahim nizonin. Right, how difficult it is to make a living. Amar Leis, nenesi l'cha. Okay, I'm sorry, machuli, please forgive me. Lo ashkech bei. Yeshua says, I'm sorry, after what you did to me, it's going to take a little more than that. So, asay bishvil kavod Abba. He says, okay, forget me. Do it for my grandfather, for my great-grandfather, for my Zayda, who's the Abba? Rabbi Nissim Gon quotes in the second wide line, he says, Hillel HaZakein, one of the Hillels, there are like four Hillels. One of the Hillels, Hillel HaZakein was his great-great-grandfather, from Malchus Beis David, Hillel. So he says, do it for him. So he says, okay, pious. I'll do it for your Zchus Avos. Amru, so once he was appeased, so Amru, ma nezel v'leim l'hul rabbanon. This story took place by Rabbi Yeshua's house, right? It was like, they saw the black walls. It says, who's going to go tell the rabbis in the base medrash that they made up? Rabbi Gamliel's okay now. He asked forgiveness. Amru lahu, and it's clear from the story that Rabbi Yeshua, amazingly, wanted Rabbi Gamliel to be back at the head of the Rosh Hashiva. All right, Rabbi Gamliel is from, and we're going to see in a minute, that because Rabbi Gamliel was from Malchus Beis David. And he thought that the Nasi should be from Malchus Beis David, just like the any leader of Klal Yisrael. That's why the Ramban and Vayechi get so upset about the Chashmonaim. But the Chashmonaim in the time of Chanukah were not from Malchus Beis David. They ascended the throne improperly, even though the Nisav and the flow is done. But so that's part of why Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, wanted Rabbi Gamliel back as the head of the yeshiva. So Amar Lahu, Hahu Koveis, Anar Zilna, happened to be the dry cleaner walking by, and he says, okay, I'll go tell the boys in the yeshiva. Shalach lehu Rabbi Yeshua lebeit medrash. Rabbi Yeshua sent him with the following message. Manda lavish mada Yilbash Mada, the one who wears the Mada. The Mada is the robe, symbolizing the Big Day Kahuna, the Gadim of royalty. So the one, not really the Big Day Kahuna, the Big Gadim of the royal Rosh Hashiva. So the one who wore the Big Gadim, Yilbash Mada, should wear the robes. In other words, that's remes to Rabbi Gamliel. Umada lo lavish Mada, the one who has not worn the robes, meaning Lazaman Azariah, Yemerle Lamada lavish Mada, he should tell the one who's been wearing the robes, Shlach Madacha, Vana al Bashay. Rhetorical question, right? He should tell him that take off the robes and I'll wear it? It's not right. Says Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua, amazingly, after everything that has been done to him, he sends back the message that he wants Rabbi Gamliel reinstated. So Amar lo hu Rabbi Akiva Rabbanan. Question whether Rabbi Akiva saw him coming or after he was there. Rabbi Akiva tells the Rabbanan, Shurik Galai, close the doors, lock the doors of the base medrash. Tilo leisu avi du Rabbi Gamliel, belitzaru lo Rabbanan. Right? So the Rabbi Gamliel don't come and complain to us that they want the Rebbe back. So it sounds like they just wanted some, doesn't sound like they were going to refuse, but they want some time to think about it. They don't want to have to be pressured into getting Rabbi Gamliel back. Amar Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua finds out about what, found out about what happened. She says, Mutav de'ekem be'ezla anola gabayu. You know what? If you want something done, you do it yourself. So Rabbi Yeshua says, I'm going to go to the Beis Medrash and send the message. Asa taraf ababa. He goes and knocks on the door. Amar lei, and he gives a different mashal. Maze ben Maze Yaze, the one who sprinkles. When the sprinkles is talking about the dam of the paras, the dam chatas, meaning the when somebody but was tame mace, they made this mixture of water and ashes of the paraduma and the shem Hashem. Well, I'm sorry, not the shem Hashem, that's sota, the ashes of the paraduma and certain afar from the base hamigdash, and they sprinkle it onto the mace, onto the tame mace. So he says, the one who sprinkles should sprinkle. V'she'eno lo Maze, v'lo ben Maze, and the one who doesn't sprinkle and is not the son of a sprinkler. Yomer l'mazeh ben mazeh should say to the one who sprinkles, meimecha meimarav eivarchav eifar makle, that your water is not water, good water for the Beis HaMikdash. It's like cave water. Eivarchav eifar makle, and your ashes are just burnt ashes. They're not the ashes of the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, Rabbi Yeshua was saying that the people should stay in their positions, and the one who's been doing this should do this, and the one who hasn't been doing this shouldn't do this. Oh, so the what's the reason for the two mashalim? You know, what's the first mashal about the robes, and the second mashal about the maza? So the mashal explains that the first mashal was the emphasis on Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel was from Malchus Beis David. That's the robes. That's the symbol of royalty. So that's what he was emphasizing. The one who's been in royalty should stay in royalty. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, I'm sorry. I love you. You're a good friend of mine. You're wonderful. You grew a white beard overnight. But, you know, this is, you're not from Malchus Beis David. What could you do? So on the second mashal, he's appeasing him a little bit. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a Kohen. So he's saying that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you're from the Kahuna, so in the Beis HaMikdash, David HaMelech can't do anything. So the Mazah ben Mazah, so he's not going to take your position. Look what you could do. So you could do this, and he could do that, and everybody's Shalom al Yisrael. So therefore, don't be so upset. That's why Dafka, he gives those two Mishalim, says the Maharsha. So, Amalei Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yeshua and his Payast, Rabbi Yeshua said, he appeased you, you made up with him. The whole thing we did was because of your kavod. Okay, so if you want to say that he's a forgiven, fine. So we'll go tomorrow to allow him to say that, welcome back. So they said, one second, but what are we supposed to do though? We have this stand-in, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and we have a Gamliel. So what, we're just going to throw Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah out? So Navre, to just get rid of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, we can't do that. Gemiri, we learn, Ma'alin ba'kodesh ve'ein moridin. Right, so once somebody is the Nasi, you can't be morid him. Right? This concept is used by the Kohen Gadol. If a Kohen Gadol, right, takes the substitute Kohen Gadol takes the place of the Kohen Gadol, there are various halachas what status he has after the original Kohen Gadol comes back. But this concept of Ma'alin ba'kodesh is used in various ways. We know it's used in terms of chefsos, objects. If an object is used for a certain kedusha, you can only use it for more kedusha. You can only sell a chumash for a mezuzah, a mezuzah for a sefer Torah. It applies to objects. It also applies to ma'isim. We've said in the past, why do we put on our talis before our tefillin? Ma'alin ba'kodesh v'lo maridin. Right? You go up in kedusha, so the tefillin has more kedusha than the talis, and therefore you put the talis on second, the tefillin on second, because ma'alin ba'kodesh. Here is being used as positions that people have. So once Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the nasi, we don't want to be morid him. So what are we supposed to do? We can't just get rid of him. Nidros mar chada b'shapsa, mar chada b'shapsa, to have them switch off, to have two Rashi yeshivas switch off every week, that's impossible. Asila knuye, too much fighting will happen. Right? They were always realists, and two people in charge is not good. Ella, the Gemara says, Lidrash Rabbi Gamliel, Tlasa Shabsi, other Gersos have two, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Chada Shabsi. So Rabbi Gamliel will darshan for a couple of weeks, and every couple of weeks, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah will give a drasha also. So in that way, Rabbi Gamliel will be the main Nasi, but Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah will still be considered the Nasi in terms of giving drashas. He'll also give the Shir Klali once in a while. V'hainu d'amar mar, Shabbos shalmi haisa, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah haisa. That's why sometimes in the Gemara you find stories of somebody coming out of yeshiva, and then the person who we met asked, whose week was it? So it was because they had this setup at that time, that every couple of weeks Rabbi Gamliel gave a drasha, and then Rabbi Elazar gave a drasha as well. End of story. The block filled story, and the Gemara just ends off the last line. V'yoso Talmud. Remember way back yesterday that when this whole story started off with a student who went to Rabbi Yeshua and said, "Do you hold Tefillas Arvus for Shusar Chova?" Then he went to Rabbi Gamliel, and what do you hold? He started this whole shenanigan. V'yoso Talmud or Shmuel Yochai. That Talmud you should know is Shmuel Yochai. Period. Okay, so we know that's the story, but this is a discussion of Tefillas Arvus for Shus and Tefillas Arvus Chova. We're up to the two dots. Okay, Mishal Musafin Kol Hayom. We had a machlokas in the Mishnah. We discussed it a little bit yesterday between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. When is the Zman for Musaf? Rabbi Gamliel holds until the seventh hour. We spoke about it yesterday. Ad va'ad bechlal through the seventh hour. Therefore, there's about a half an hour overlap between Mincha and Musaf. And the Tanakam, the Chachamim, we paskin Musaf is Kol Hayom. We paskin even after the seventh hour. So therefore, a lot of times, especially women who, let's say, don't got the daven musaf in the morning, and they want a daven musaf, we spoke a couple weeks ago about whether b'chuyav was the daven musaf, that's the issue of Parsha Shkalim. So then they can. We paskin all day. Amar Rabbi Yochanan v'nikra posheya. If somebody waits and delays so long and doesn't daven musaf until much later in the day, he is called a posheya, someone who is negligent. Hama'acher kol kach, Rashi says. Tanu Rabbanan. So we have the brayso we had yesterday. Hi, levanav shtei tefillas achas shemincha v'achas shemusaf. You have to daven mincha and musaf. What do you daven first? Mispalash shemincha v'achas mizal shemusaf. Satan Kama says mincha first. Shezu tadir v'zu ena tadir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer mispalash shemusaf v'achas mizal shemincha. Rabbi Yehuda says no, you daven musaf first. Shezu mitzvah overis. Shezu mitzvah eish ein overis. Rabbi Yehuda l'shitaso holds that the seventh hour is the ending time. So if you're about to miss the time. Remember, there's only a half an hour overlap, so you don't have too much time, so then you daven musaf first. Amar Rabbi Yochanan halacha, mispalo shal mincha, v'yachar yach mispalo shal musaf. Rabbi Yochanan says, the halacha we follow is the Tanakama. You follow daven mincha first. Reb Zeira, ki avi cholish mi girsei, havi ozil v'yosiv apischa debei Reb Nosson bar Tovi. When Reb Zeira got tired of learning, when he was like, he gave it his all and he had to take a little break. So he used to go sit at the doorway of the Beis Medrash of Rav Nosson. Amar ki chalfi rabbanan az eke mikamayu va'akabel agra. He says, I'm too tired to learn. I can't concentrate. So I'll go sit at the door of that Beis Medrash. So at least when the rabbis come, I'll stand up for them and I'll get some schar that way. You know, I'll do something constructive. So nafak asa, so he went, he sat there. Let's finish the story first, then we'll talk about that line. Asa Rav Nosson bar Tovi, so Rav Nosson came out of the Beis Medrash. Amar, lei, man amar halacha Beis Medrasha. Who gave the shir today? Amar lei, haki amar Rav Yochanan. Ein halacha k'Rav Yehuda. It was said that the Rav Yochanan said that the halacha is not like Rav Yehuda. In other words, like what we just said, they have to have a mincha first. Amar lei, Rav Yochanan amra. Rav Yochanan really said that? He said that we should daven mincha first. Amalei in, yes. Tana arminei arba'in zimnin. He asked him 40 times to repeat it. Right, Gemara Ksubas talks about this, that he really wanted to know it well. So he taught him that he asked him 40 times. Really? He said that? Really? That's true? So amalei, chada hilacha o chadas hilacha? So he says, why are you asking me so much? 40 times. Chada hilacha? Is this the only thing that you've ever heard in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore you're very excited about it? And that's why you want me to repeat it so many times? Ochadas hilacha, chadas, soften shin switch in Aramaic. Is there something mechudish? Is there something new? Forget, no, you'll know a lot of things for Shem Rabbi Yochanan. But there's something new about it that you know. So it's amale chadas hilay. No, there's something new about it. Mishum de mesafkali Rabbi Shubin Levi. I thought that Rabbi Shubin Levi said it. So you're telling me Rabbi Yochanan said it. So I'm very excited about that. So that's why he kept asking him to repeat it. Okay, that is the story about Musaf. So there's a question that's asked by all the Mefarshim, more than Mefarshim on Pirkei Avos. In the third mission in Pirkei Avos, we have the famous line of Atikinish Socha. Al Tiyam Vadim Sham Shinasarabim Nazakabal Pras, Al Shalom Nazakabal Pras. Right? We don't do things for Schar. So what's with Reb Zeira? I'm going to go sit there so I can get some Schar. That's how an Amora talks. Yeah, I'm going to do this mitzvah to get Schar. And you find this, the Mefarshim there point out, you find this many times in the Gemara. You have Moshe Rabbeinu, the end of the first parak in Sota. The Gemara says, did Moshe Rabbeinu want to go in to the Lechel Mipiri of Letzua Mituva? He wanted to go there to eat the fruit? No, he wanted to do the Mitzvah Splis Ba'aretz Kedei Lekabel Schar, the Gemara says. And there are various Gemaras that talk about how Amram did things Lekabel Schar. So what about Antigonus says, you don't do things Amnas Lekabel Pras. There are many different answers given. I'll just give you one. It's quoted Ravadi Yosef. He has a beautiful Pirush on Pirkei Avos, if anybody wants one, called Anaf Eitz Avos. Lots of stories and the Pirushim and obviously regular Ravavadia, you know, mammoth writings, even though it's only one volume. But as he writes there, he quotes Achronim, who say as follows, that Amnas Lekabel Pras, we're not allowed to do it for schar by a mitzvah chiyuvis. By something that we have to do, we can't do it for schar. But voluntary mitzvahs rishus, because God, I don't have to do this. So if I'm doing it, you do something for me. Right? Amnas Lekabel Pras, you're allowed to ask if you don't have to do it. So Rav Zeri here doesn't have to do this. He could go home and take a nap. Right? He finished learning. He's tired. So he wants to go home. He wants to go home, and he could go home, but instead he goes to try to fulfill the mitzvah. But they say v'atakum. So that's why you're allowed. Amnas Lekabel Pras is allowed. And something similar is said. I saw by one of the Rav Shaul Katzenel in Bogen. He's one of the Achronim in the back. You can look it up. But he also says something similar. Maybe different types of schar he talks about. There's one more har on the story. So again, the sefer I quoted before, the Yiri Chasidus L'shas. So it quotes from Rav Yebi. I don't know who that is, one of the Rebbes. So he says, a person has a chova to have dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu every second of his life. So he says, sometimes, you know, we need a break. So Reb Zera, right, when he needed a little break, chash Hashemah b'shah shein osik b'torah, yifslak b'dveikuso. So he say, he's even for a minute, he's just taking a rest. But even when he's taking a rest, he puts himself in a context where he can do mitzvahs. And he's still being Oved Hashem. Meaning our whole life is Avodas Hashem. We always have to make sure we're in the context of Avodas Hashem. That's what we learned from the story. He still went to a place outside the Beis Medrash. That was his vacation. That's where he went. Okay. Weiter. Okay, five lines from the bottom. Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. We pass in Musaf and Kol Hayom. Yeah. Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. It's
say Minchas before Musaf if you.
Yeah, Biyachid at least. I mentioned yesterday, a lot of times, like on Simchas Torah, for example, when the shuls are very late, sometimes when we get up to Musaf, it's already Mincha time. So I think the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Pesach, I'm not sure, I have to look it up again. The Shulchan Aruch says, Betzibur, you don't mess around. You can mix people up. I'm going to do Mincha and then Musaf. So Betzibur, we do Musaf first. But I think B'yachid, let's say if your wife is at home and she's going to daven Musaf and Mincha, she should do Mincha first.
That mix people up if we were always consistent and always did Musaf.
Right, I think.
Minchah first,
that's a Chastorah. But I think in general, on the regular day. On a regular day, Musaf, you have the Shachris. But even on a regular Shabbos and Yantif. So even though sometimes you finish late, so still we go in order. You give people a lot of credit. But, Josh just done the Chaschus amazingly. I'm Yeshua ben Levi. Call him as Palat Filosh al Musafin, La'achar Sheva Shos, Lord Yehuda. Anybody who davids Musaf after the seventh hour, according to Rabbi Yehuda, meaning after the time, Alova Kasuv Omer, about him the Pasuk refers, Nugi mi Moed, Asafti mi Mechayu. Some terrible Pasuk that talks about some terrible things are attributed to that person. Nugay means like hurt and afflicted, mi Moed, regarding the time, meaning you daven too late. Asafti mimeichayu. I was destroyed from you. My mashma da'id nugei lashin de tavrahu. How do you know the word nugei refers to a breaking, an afflicting? Because the betargim Rav Yosef, as Rav Yosef was betargim, Tosfos in a couple of places in Shas says Rav Yosef was always the betargim because he was Rav Yosef was sagi nahar and he always did the tirgum. So tavra asi al sanei ansha Yisrael. This is the targum of that pasuk. Tavra, breaking, should come on the enemies of Klal Yisrael, which is a euphemism, means Klal Yisrael, al de'ichru zmani mu'adayi di Yerushalayim. That they delayed the zman of the yantif in Yerushalayim. So Tosfos says, what do you mean? The Bnei Yisrael can't delay the zman of the yantif, so it must be the tefilas of the yantif, which is the daven musaf on yantif. So the bottom Tosfos says, it must be talking about tefila. Amar Rav Elazar, kol mispal tefila shel shachris la'achar arba shos l'Rabbi Yehuda. So also the other thing, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who we do paskin like here, by Shacharis, if you daven Shacharis after the fourth hour, Allah v'kasuv omer, nugi b'moed, asafi m'meichayu, the same pasuk. Maya mashad, I luke nugi elisha tzarehu, how do you know it's a lashon of tzar, of pain, v'chsev tu psukim, one from Tehillim, dolfa nafshi mituga, my soul melts from sadness, so you see tuga is a lashon tzar, Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak Amar b'hachav, psulehu nugos, v'hi marla, pasuk in eicha, that the psulim, psulos are sad. Okay. Rav Avya Cholash, lost the Pirkei Rav Yosef. One day Rav Avya wasn't feeling well, so he didn't come to shir. L'machar, ki asa, boy, abayelan, nuchei, daite, Rav Yosef. So Rav Avya didn't come to shir, and Abaye is like the middleman. Abaye is like, Rav Yosef is probably going to be upset. Why didn't you come? So I want to find out the reason why he didn't come, so I can like forewarn him. Oh, it wasn't his fault. He had something. Don't worry. He still likes you, Shir. He'll be here tomorrow. He overslept. So Amrle, my time of the loss of my lapirka. So Abaya asks Rav Avya. Says, why weren't you in Shir yesterday? So Amrle, Davichol. So anybody who's ever asked why weren't they in a Shir or something, it's based on this Gemara. It's not anybody's. Right? We're just the Rabbana just follow Abaya. You know, if somebody doesn't come to the Shir one day, they're just interested. Why not? Amrle, Davichol shli boy v'lamatzina. I wasn't feeling well. I was sick. So Amrle, Amilo Tom to Midivasis. So why don't you just eat something in the morning and come and you'll feel better? Take a little snack. Amrle, Lo Savala Milo Hadra Funa. Don't you hold like Rafuna. Dumb Rafuna Asalo Adam Shidam Klum Kodam She Spalat Filas and Musafin. You're not allowed to eat before Musaf. And therefore I couldn't eat before Musaf. And by the time I davened Musaf, it was too late, I missed the shear. So Amrle, Iboy Leila Milo Sluit Slusa to Musafin Biyachid. So daven Musaf early. Valito midi ulesi. So you should have davened early, ate something, and then come to the shir. So Amrle, Rav Avya says again, Valosavala Milo Hadar Amr Rabbi Yochanan. You don't hold like the other Rabbi Yochanan. The Asla La Adam Shiachtav Filosof Latfilas at Sibur. You can't daven before the minion. You have to daven at the time of the Sibur's davening. We had to remember all the way in the beginning of the first parak. It's a kiyum to daven when the minion is davening. But not just a kiyum, but you're not allowed to daven earlier. So Amrle, Abaya answers him again, La Vedmir Allah Amr Rabbi Abba Sibur Shanu. That doesn't apply if you're at home. It applies if you're in shul. If you're in shul, you can't start Shemona Esrei before everybody else is. So that's why he says, I don't know why you weren't in the yeshiva yesterday. So the Gemara just ends off. V'les helchus alok rafuna v'alok rav shibin levi. We don't paskin like the aforementioned and the following statement. Karafuna hada amran. Which rafuna? The rafuna that just says you're not allowed to eat before musaf. We do not paskin that way. Meaning me ikar hadin, we paskin, that we spoke about this in the past also, the chiv of kiddush kicks in after shachris. Let's say if somebody has to eat in the morning, you have a cup of coffee in the morning before shul, before davening on Shabbos. That you don't have to make kiddush for, right? But if you're after shacharis, if you want the cup of coffee, you're not allowed to even have water. After shacharis, you have to make kiddush, but you're allowed to make it. That's as we said before. There has to be a nugget of truth in every act in order for it to have some kind of kiyum. So that's why kiddush clubs obviously are terrible. But the little bit of truth there is that they make kiddush after shacharis. So that's like knowing this halacha that they want to make sure be madgish the fact that we don't paskin like Rafuna, right? Because we probably say you're allowed to make kiddush, you're allowed to eat after shacharis, and therefore they make kiddush and they eat after shacharis. That's what we paskin make our din, right? In some yeshivas they have a break before it's kiyush shofar, right before musaf, right? They make kiddush and they eat big machlokas in the yeshivas. Whether you should, whether you shouldn't, it's aser, it's chayiv, a better kavana. Okay, but that's what we paskin. We don't paskin like this Rafuna. You're allowed to eat before musaf. So that's the Rafuna we don't paskin like. Kribshua ben Levi, Dabri Bshua ben Levi, Kibin Shigiyas Matfilas Mincha, Asulo La Adam Shidab Klum, Kodim Shispal Tfilas HaMincha. So Bshua ben Levi says, once this man for Mincha Gedola comes, you're not allowed to even taste anything before you daven. We say you're allowed to. We say you're allowed to taste, especially Mincha Gedola. Mincha Katana already, maybe to have to sit down to have a Suda Kavua, maybe it shouldn't be done, but to have a little taste of something, one is allowed. Okay, so that is the. That is the issue. Oh, just by the way, the top Rashi is interesting. It says that he didn't come to the shir of Rav Yosef. So Rashi says that he used to darshan on Shabbos. We're talking about a day that they had Musaf. So they had yeshiva. They had yeshiva on Shabbos. They had the shir on Shabbos. So the top Rashi says that he was the Rosh Yeshiva. V'hiyadorish b'Shabbos kodim tfilas ha-musafin. He gave a drasha before Musaf. Ula achar ha-drasha. They went to the yeshiva for the drasha, and then they went back to the shul to daven Musaf. So just it's a mucker for having the drasha before Musaf right here. Kodim drasha b'Shabbos kodim tfilas ha-musafin. Fine. Mishnah. Rabbi Nachman made a kana omer ha'im mispal b'kedas hazal beis hamedrash ubisiyas the tefila katzar. Rabbi Nachman had davened a little tefila when he went in and when he went out of the beis medrash. Amru la mamakon tefila zu. What are you davening? Amru lahem b'knis asi ani mispalal shal yera devar takala al yadi. When I go in, I daven that there shouldn't be any takala. Nobody should be tripped up by anything that I say. And when I go out, I give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you so much for making me a Yoshe Beis HaMedrash. Tana Rabbanan, famous Gemara, right here. Makar for a Siyam. For the words that we say at a Siyam. Bikinisas Omao Omer. What are the words that he says? I don't make any mistakes. The pashtus is that my friends shouldn't celebrate when I make a mistake. V'lo omer, al tamei tar, v'lo al tar tamei. I don't give the wrong psak. V'lo yikashlud chaveirai b'dvar halacha, v'esmach lahem. And my friend, I shouldn't gloat in my friend's downfall. You know, because it's natural sometimes. If one person gets ahead, you know, a little bit, he feels okay, you know. But he says, I shouldn't have that feeling. That's what he says on the way in. What about on the way out? I wake up and they wake up. Right, I do the right, like I go run to Torah and they run to Devarim B'Teilim. Right, we toil and they toil and we get schar for it. They're running down into the hole. So the famous Vardar of Chavetz Chaim, I think everybody really know that. Says the Chavetz Chaim, they get schar. You go to a shoe store, says the Chavetz Chaim, you bring your shoes, you come pick up your shoes, you pay for the shoes, they get schar. Anywhere, you know, baseball players. Baseball players, they make billions of dollars. They're amel and they get schar. What do you mean? Imamel and makalim schar. Says the Chavetz Chaim, no. Chavetz Chaim says, let's say you go to the shoe store and the guy couldn't fix your shoes. You're not going to pay him for it. Let's say the guy starts striking out and they just go back to the minor leagues. He's not going to get paid for it. The difference is we get schar for the amelus. We got schar. Oh no, amelim umakalim schar. Even if we don't get to a finished product, even if we spend an hour doing the daf and we can't understand a word, we do still get schar for it because we get schar for the amelus. But hey, amelim, ain't makalim schar. They only focus on the finished product. We get schar for every minute of the amelus. That's the anu amelim umakalim schar for the amelus. Okay, Tanur Rabbanan. Kishe chala, Rabbi Eliezer, nichrusu talmidav levakro. Rabbi Eliezer was deathly sick. His talmidim went in to visit him. Amru lo rabbeinu limatenu orchus chayim v'diska behen l'chay olam haba. Rabbi, teach us how to get to olam haba. Amar lahem, hi zaharu b'kvod chaveirechem. Be careful and mindful of the covet of your friends. Umanu b'nechem min hahigayon. Prevent your children from learning higayon. What is higayon? So in modern Hebrew means logic. What does higayon mean? Look at Rashi. Last wide line on top. We mentioned this in the Shalosh Shudas a couple years ago. Lo targilum b'mikra yoser midai. Don't teach them too much Tanakh. Mishum demashcha. Because it pulls. What does that mean? Don't teach them too much mikra. So there's an unbelievable tzlach here. So know the Behuda writes that mishum shelimud hamikra gam apikarsim lomdim bishvil halashon kamosh lomdim shar lashonos. Says that tzlach, a lot of times in certain areas of Tanakh study, there's Bible criticism. There are scholars more than studying Tanakh, which are not based on Chazal, not rooted in Chazal. Says that Tzlach, writing in the middle of the 1800s. Rak alim and amikra. If you don't follow who the Melamed is, teaching your young child Tanakh, yochol liyos shetikach lo Melamed acher mishalahem. Yigam hem yodol lamdo. Right? All the Christians also learn Tanakh. Right? They're all Bekiyim. So you got to be careful, says lo targilam b'mikra yosim idai. Umitok kach bilcha nimshach acharayim. Uveprat bizmanenu shenispashi tatargum ashkenazi. There's translations all over the place, and therefore it's very easy for them. And therefore he says, Gambi al dusam balamda mikra, even when they're learning, kachla malami tam chacham yergilu takif, gamba mishnah of a gemara. Don't just teach them Tanakh, teach them based on Chazal, based on Rashi's there. Make sure it's rooted in our tradition. Vaharbe yishlo hochiach al zeb bedorenu, shepasta hamispachas ma'od, omen hashamayim irachamu. He's very strong about this. It was obviously a problem his day, but that's how he gets Tran and Rashi. Lo takilim yosem midai. When the yes, obviously Tanakh, you have to learn. You have to be a baki Tanakh. That's what Rashi a couple of weeks ago quoted, that the like a kala that's miskashetes bechavtal kishutin soto talmud chacham is miskashet, is beautified with the 24 books of Tanakh. So Rashi a couple of weeks ago, was it kisisa? I don't remember. Kechalo so kechala. Right when he finished the Mishkan. Okay. Okay, so that's minum berecha min ahigayon. Vahoshivan ben, this is a continuation of what Rabbi Elazar told his talmidim. Vahoshivan ben birkei talmidei chachamim ukshatem, and just put him in the between the knees of talmidei chachamim. That means get them a good melamed. Ukshatem spalam du'ud lefnei miyatem omdim, and when you dive in, know in front of who you stand. B'shulkach tizku l'chay olam haba. And there we get olam haba. Says the Pnei Yeshua, what are these, all the things that he said? Torah avodah gemilas chasadim. Right, first he says, be careful of your friend's covet. So that's Gemilas Chasadim. Then he says, watch what your sons learn and give them a good Melamed. Right, so that's Torah. And then he says, no, in front of who you stand, but when you daven. So it's clear, Torah, avodah, and gemilas chasad. Right, but until the Yeshua points it out, you don't realize that that's the structure. But that's what it is. Pasha. Okay, Shachal, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, nichlus with Amidav Levakra. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai got sick, his Amidav went to visit him. Kivin Shera'a Osam, his Chalivkos. Rabbi Yochanan says, ben Zakkai starts crying. Armulo Tamidav, Ner Yisrael, Amud Ayemini, Patash Achazak, Light of Israel, Strong Hammer, Mibnei Ataboche, why are you crying? Amalahem, if they were taking me in front of a human king, Shahayom Kanu Machar Bekever, that is human and today, only here today, and tomorrow will die. Shim Kois Alayin Kaso Kas Olam, if he gets angry at me, his anger is not eternal. The Imosrani Ani Suris or Olam, he can't lock me up forever. And if he kills me, it's also not a complete death. And he's even able to be convinced to be appeased. And I could bribe him. Right? See, somebody is going in to be sentenced. Death penalty, life, whatever the punishment is. They're scared, they're trembling, they're worried. That's by a human. They're putting me in front of Hashem. Forever. It's his anger is forever. I can't do anything. So he says, oh, I'm not going to be scared. I shouldn't cry. And then he adds, I see two paths in front of me. By the way, let's add this to the list of stories where people towards the end of their life have visions of the world to come. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, I see two paths in front of me. And I don't know which path I'm going to go down, and I shouldn't cry. So Amrlo Rabbeinu Barcheinu, okay, Rebbe. Okay, but give us a bracha. Amalahem, Yehi Ratzon Shetehe Mora Shamayim Aleichem Kamora Basar Vadam. You should fear Hashem as much as you fear people. So they say, Amrlo Tabidav Ad Kan. That's the bracha you give us. We should fear Hashem. How about the opposite? Amalahem Vilavai. Halavai, this should be true. Teidu. Shadam over Aveira, Omer Shlo Yirani Adam. When people do Averis, they're more scared of people than they are of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, my everlasting bracha to you is that you should fear Hashem as much as you fear Adam. So when somebody wants to go to the mashal of, whenever we're driving, and all of a sudden we see that siren in the rearview mirror. You get that pit in our stomach. We're like, oh, what did I do? You know, we're waiting. Hopefully go past, please. Then when he goes past, you start breathing easy again. We're okay. It passed. If we had 1/1,000,000th of that yira, by yiras Hashem, 1/1,000,000th, do we ever, it's never so mamish, so there. When that siren's behind us, we feel it. We feel the yira. Oh, this is going to be a day. We feel it. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is telling his talmidim, have a little iota of that for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just a little bit. And then you'll have yiras Shemayim. Last line, Shaspis Yirasa Amar Lahem, when he was about to die, Amar Lahem, so I think the Yavetz in the back says he wasn't crying anymore at the end. When it came time, he stopped crying. Amar Lahem, he said to them, Pinu Kalim Ipnei Hatuma. Right now, the time is coming near, so take the Kalim out so they don't get Tameh. Vahachinu Kisei L'chizkiyo Melch Yehuda Sheba. And get a chair for Chizkiyo, because he's the one that's coming out to greet me. That's what he says. I saw the Sharam Sanah Bahalacha on this Gemara quotes the Piskei Tshuva in Hilchos Avelos. Look at the Piskei Tshuva in Hilchos Avelos quotes that there was some Yechidim who used to go, some Yechidim who were Kohanim, who went to be Mishtatech al Kivrei Rabbeim. They said their Rebbe was so holy, they were so Kadosh, he didn't become Tameh. Right, so it's okay. So the Piskei Tshuva berates them. What are you talking about? You're a Kohen. You can't go into a cemetery. Doesn't matter how holy your Rebbe is. Somebody dies, they're Tameh. So he says, look at this Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, right, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he says, take the Kelim out. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is going to become Tameh. You know, then I think every Rebbe in history after him, you know, might become Tameh too. So that's just the Messias. So this Gemara, he says, proves that. Piskei Tshuva, that doesn't matter how holy a person is, there's still Tumah when there's a corpse. Okay, Mishnah. Gamliel Omer B'chol Yom Yom Mishal Adav Shemona Esrei. Gamliel says every day you have to say Shemona Esrei. Pshua Omer Me'ain Yom Shemona Esrei. Pshua says you don't say the whole Shemona Esrei. You say Me'ain Shemona Esrei. The Gemara will talk about what that is. Rabbi Kiva Omer M'shkurit Klasav Afid B'spal Yurches V'Mla Me'ain Yurches. Rabbi Kiva says if you're used to saying it, so then you say Shemona Esrei. If you have a hard time, you don't have to. Rabbi Lazar Omer Ha'osat Tfilaso Keva Ain't Tfilaso Tachnunim. Rabbi Lazar says if you make your Tfilah set. In other words, you don't say it b'kavana with rachamim, you just say it by rote. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like that so much. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, HaHolik L'Vachab Sakana V'Sal Tila Katsara. Rabbi Yeshua says if you're in a dangerous place, you don't have to say Shemona Esrei. The question whether this is the substitute or this is just a tefillah to save you. You say the following, V'Omer, Hosha Hashem is Amchas She'iris Yisrael, save your nation, B'chol Parshas HaIbur, at all the times of Ibur. Gemara talks about what that means. Yud Sarcheim L'Fanecha, their needs should be before you, Brachat Hashem Shomea Tefillah. So Hashem says, so that's the bracha that you say, b'makom sakana. So this mishnah has about five different halachas. We're going to talk about each one. Now we'll talk a little bit about kavana. If you're riding on a donkey, yeray, get off the donkey, v'yispalo tadavin. If you can't go down, you have nobody to watch your donkey, at least turn your head to face Eretz Yisrael. And if you can't turn around, then at least your kavana, your heart, should be set towards the Kodesh Kadashim. Hayam halak v'sfino ba'asta, if you're on a boat or you're on a raft, and then obviously you can't turn, yichavet is libo keneged beis kodesh kadashim, then at least turn your heart towards the Kodesh Kadashim. Hani yuches keneged me. So we know there's Shemona Esrei, which we just mentioned in this Mishnah. So where did those 18 brachas come from? Where's the remez in Tanakh that there should be 18 brachas? In that mizbar of Havel Hashem Bnei Elim, there are 18 shemos of Hashem, and that's the makar for Shemona Esrei. We mentioned, I think a couple years ago also, that that's why the minhag is to stand up on Friday night for that mizbar. Mizmor Ol David, Havel Hashem Bnei Elim, we stand up, because that's the makar, all the shemos of Hashem in that paragraph, that's the makar for Shemona Esrei. That's why the minhag is to stand up. Oh, because that, Rashi explains here, that there's another Gemara later on in Rosh Hashanah, Lamed Beis, that capital alludes to Shemona Esrei also. Habal Bnei Elim, the strong ones, or Avos, that capital specifically refers to the Shemona Esrei as well. Rav Yosef, Amar Kanega, Yuchaz Azkar, Shebe Kriyashma, it's referring to the 18 names of Hashem in Kriyashma. Amar Ftapcha, Amar Bshu Ben Levi, Kanega, Shemona Esrei, Sarah Chul Yosheba Shidra. It's the 18 bones, or parts of the spine, that's what the 18 is. Quickly, Rabbi of Tabcha, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Hamispal Sarach Sheyichra, Achis Pakel Kol Chuliyah Shabashidra. When you bow down by Modim and by any of the Kriyas of Shemona Esrei, you have to bow down until all the Chulios, all the parts of the spine are visible. That's why you can't just go like this. You have to really bow down like that. Ula Amar Achi Kadesh Yira Isar Kenega Libo. Until you could see an Isar, which is a coin, a coin size of Basar Kenega Libo. The question what that means. Rashi seems to say that when you bow down, two flabs of skin over your heart hang down, and there's like an Isar amount in between over the heart. A little difficult to know what it means, but that's what it says. Michanina Amar, Kivashaniana Rosha Shuve no Tsarech. Michanina says, no, as long as you bowed your head a little bit, that's enough. Amar Rava Vuda Batsara Nafshe. That's only enough if it hurts. If it hurts and you can't do more. Umatsi kamantakara. As long as you're trying to bow down, so then that's when you're allowed to do a little bit, but really you have to do it all the way down. Okay, though there's two more lines to get up to the two dots. Hani Timni Srei Chisar Havi. What do you mean? We have 19. What do you mean 18? Rabbi Levi, Birchas Atzdukim Biyavna Tiknuha. No, they added on Velamashidim later. Kenegan Ma Tiknuha. So where's the remez in the psukim? If there's a 19th, you got to have a hint in these psukim. So, according to each of the opinions, Rabbi Levi, Rabbi Hillel, Breder, Shmuel Bar Achmeini, Kenegad Kel Hakavod Hirim. Kel in that paragraph is the 19th. Rabbi Yosef, Kenegad Echad Shebekriya Shema. The word Echad counts. Rabbi Tarcha, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Levi, Kenegad Chulya Katana Shebeshidra. There's a 19th Chulya, a 19th thing in the Shidra, and that is what the 19th bracha is connected. Okay, so tomorrow Bezra will talk more about the bracha of Lamashinim. Today's daf again was L'zecha Nishmas, David Svi Ben Dov Mordechai.